This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Big week. Busy, busy week. New coach for Colorado State is introduced. Colorado Buffaloes are bleeding money, apparently. Man, Sean Keeler, this is an exciting time. And the college football playoff scene is nuts. Lane Kiffin is maybe a really bad guy, lying a lot. I'm shocked. Boy.
Maybe.
This is a... Yeah, just maybe. I mean, every 5 seconds I'm seeing a new video come out from Keith Carter, the AD at Ole Miss, like saying, nope, that's not right. Nope, that's incorrect. No, that's not true. So what a time to be alive, my friend.
It is. And yeah, in a good way. The Rockies made a good
yes.
hire.
Yeah, yeah.
It snowed for the first time in 10
Love
months.
It.
What is coming? Are we reaching the end of the where's the doomsday clock? We're ticking closer and closer to 11:56, I think.
Well, the Nuggets keep losing players. I mean last night we
and
injuries and the Avs game last night too. But my goodness, Sean, loved your piece in the Denver Post. Just you were getting after, man. You're trying to cover like every single amazing topic that's happening, and. And I love that you kind of made it sound like this, because this is true. Like, when we talk about sports collectively, you know, it starts with the Broncos. It does, yeah. And then everything kind of trickles down. And obviously, the Nuggets with Joker, maybe not the Nuggets as a whole, but with Joker, what he's doing is phenomenal.
Yep.
Nathan MacKinnon is absolutely brilliant. And he's having a phenomenal season. He's doing the things like we always tweet out about Joker, like, oh, he did this again,
Yeah.
Nathan MacKinnon just, like you said, Nathan MacKinnon quietly putting up the best season in Colorado history, available at the Denver Post, man. Great read.
Yeah, thank you. As I wrote in the column, that is up now at denverpost.com, posted this morning, wrote it last night before the snow and Josh Burns hit. You know, great timing. But no, I was at the Avs game last night. Nate is flying under the radar at about Mach 3.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just tearing it up. We got 46 points in 26 games. No Avs player has ever done that, one. Only one Nordiques player, because you know I love my Quebec history. Please, let me conjoin those two things together. Give me the fleur de lis. Viva! Spanish, Sean. Come on.
Yes, yeah,
no,
yeah.
And I think Peter Stastny was the only guy who's had more points through 26 games. I think that was 48 in 87, 88. I think that sounds right. But it was 48. So he's stupid good. And he played last night, like, as he asked for about the last four games, sick. Like, he's got some kind of bug. And when he wants to flip a switch, he can. I mean, on the second goal, I've watched it a billion times. I don't know why Vancouver's not covering the best player in the league. I look at that. If you watch that again, you see two guys go with Landeskog into the right faceoff circle, and you go, I wonder if somebody, you know, in football we say they missed an assignment, because that guy should not be just camping in the slot. Just wait, that's literally giving a layup to someone, to mix our metaphors up completely. And he didn't miss. And Landy's in pretty good form, even though he's sick too. They play better sick than most of the NHL does healthy. And that's crazy to say, because it really, really is kind of under the radar right now. And, you know, more joy for all of us. I mean, other than the Nuggets defense, it's a pretty good day in Denver sports history right now.
I mean, the Avs are, I just can't. I mean, every night, Sean, they just find ways.
Yeah.
And even when they don't find ways, they're really not losing. They're, you know, losing. They're still getting points. What are they on? Like a, what is their 17 game point streak here? I mean, that's just ridiculous,
you know,
to me.
Between 19-1-6. I think that's now the second. Is that? It's either the third or the second best start through 26 games in NHL history.
Wow.
And we're getting back to the that Philly team, I think, in 79-80 in the Broad Street Bullies. Like, it's just stupid. It's stuff we laugh about. But we're spoiled for good stuff, and it's great to write about. It's certainly great to watch if you're a fan. You know, certainly it's good to go out and see. Drive safe, everyone, if you are going out to see something, wherever you are. We haven't even gotten into the 10-2 Broncos really with that, or the colleges, which has been crazy too. Like you said, what a time to be alive.
Any news on two different teams, two different injury situations? But Scott Wedgwood, what was it, back tightness last night?
Yeah.
Is that a serious thing? Anything to be concerned about?
I don't know how serious it is. I don't know if it's a cause of concern. He is traveling. I checked, or that's what Bednar said late last night, that he would travel. Jared seemed to poo-poo it, but as I pointed out to one of my several Avs fans friends, Jared would poo-poo World War III and just say, Ukraine, upper body injury, you'll be fine. You'll be good. Jared is very good at poo-pooing.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to think it was that big a deal, though. It was a very curious switch at the time it went down, because you all kind of went, huh. That's. I turned to Corey, our beat writer. I said, "Is there something? What did I miss?" And he goes, "Nah, I don't, you know, we all just shrugged." He went, "I don't know, you know." And they said it was back, but he is going to be traveling, and they're going to try to work him in the rest of this road trip. But maybe they don't. But when you got a 1A and a 1B, there are worse problems.
Sean, I mean, like, what is the weakness on this team right now? It's hard to, I mean, I know there for a while we had the power play stuff, but my goodness, it just doesn't matter. They're winning every night.
Boredom? I don't know. Hell, we joke about it just now, but I'd say the goaltending,
yeah. You
don't want to lose one of those guys long-term, although you could argue they could play half a season with a replacement level 1B, 2A guy and probably be okay. Yeah, when you can score 5 goals a night, you know, line you back up there with the walrus pads and let it go. I think that's a great question with this. I think there's a little bit of ennui because it is such a marathon. There's the Olympic break. It's going to be an unusual season. You're going to have some cramming and some stops and some starts. I think that helps that you have, if you can build a lead with how disjointed the rest of the calendar is going to look after January, that's probably a good thing. And maybe that's in the back of everyone's minds that it's going to get weird. And before it gets weird, let's have a lead. The other thing I would worry about, and it's got its old and cliche, Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to ignore it.
You can't ignore it. Let's be clear about that elephant in the room. Both in the division and then the postseason, although no Pirate Pete, thank goodness, right now so far. I think the thing that's interesting with both winter teams, I'm not sure, and I'm going to stick to this. I said to somebody the other day, I'm not sure how vital it is that the Avs have absolute home ice advantage all the way through. Because I say that as a compliment to them. I think what they do works anywhere, and I think the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoff bracket is a lot more random. The Nuggets comparatively really, really need home court. Does that make
sense? Well, if they could play defense at home.
And they can't win there now. So they're like, right. Oh, wait, so like I said that, you are a complete idiot.
No, I get it. They should.
Historically speaking,
yes.
I would rather play Houston or the Thunder in April, May, whenever, with my home floor than it did.
True.
That was my logic. Now, they spent about 8 days making it look like utter poo-poo. So I don't know if that holds true, but historically, I say that as a compliment to the Avs and as a point of everything I've seen historically in the NBA playoffs, which is your home court is just massive. And they have some issues that they'll have to rectify, but in both cases, we have a lot of time and a long way to go, and maybe this is going to be kind of one of those bumps on the Nuggets side and one of those nice stretches on the Avs. The Avs will have their bumps. That's inevitable. It's just a matter of when, because it's not now.
Sean Keeler joining us, Denver Post. Sean, you noted also, you did a piece on the Buffs, and you noted a piece from USA Today, a report at least, Tuesday, that the Buffs Athletics is anticipating a deficit of roughly $27 million in the 25-26 fiscal year. And you noted, too, like Rick George saying in 2022 that he was investing in Coach Prime with money the school didn't have. Well, he's getting out of here, at least for the most part. And shoot, he's like, I got him here. The rest of you guys figure it out.
Good luck. I don't mean to directly dog Rick on that. I do a little.
Yes, I do.
I am okay with it. Funny thing is, Rick and I have a lot of mutual friends, and we all get along with those mutual friends great. And Rick is actually great to talk to about anything that Rick hasn't been responsible for. Like, you ask him about the state of college sports, super smart guy, super good dude. He'll talk your ear off and say really insightful stuff. Ask him about the fact that he's basically not running his own athletic department from not running the football department. He gets a little defensive and a little upset. So we're all like that with our own backyard. It's a fascinating and yet not surprising situation. And I will anticipate a lot of public, speaking of Jared Bednar level poo-pooing, there will be some poo-pooing about the USA Today report over the days and weeks to come as we get closer to the new year and more people start, kind of rubbing their wrists about, especially National Signing Day, and they get 11, 12 guys in a really small class again, which it looks like it is. Because Deion's about the quality, not about the quantity. Okay, fine. We'll see. Good. A little more quantity would be good. But there are going to be serious questions asked about this investment, as there should be from the university as a whole, because you do not get Deion if you are not all in to what he wants. So what do they do? Minute one, change the admission rules. Boom, here we go. Easier transfers. Come on in. We're setting this up for you. I need more money for X, Y, and Z. Okay, we're going to try. And they got record donations and what have you on down the line. They've been record admissions. They're getting what they want. They're getting admissions of more diversity. And let me just say for the record, that's a great thing. You can say you can make a political argument one way or another. I think that's great at CU. There are tangible benefits from the prime effect that way. But this is an arms race, and it is not cheap. And when you have a $10 million coach, you have to start asking questions about, you can't just stop being all in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to keep, it doesn't stop. You have to keep feeding this beast. And that either has to be a full house, or that has to be, so you can't, or more Grateful Dead reunion concerts, whatever they need to do to keep generating this thing, or going back to the boosters and the alumni and saying, now I need another $22 million for my student athlete payroll next year. Like, these are now semi-pro teams. These are now semi-pro budgets. This is a tricky thing. And I think Rick George saw this coming. Oh, he absolutely, again, sharp cookie. He absolutely knew this was coming. He's getting out at the exact right time, because there are really going to be some serious medical bills from this, and everybody's premiums are going up, not just at CU. Everybody's, especially Big 12 schools that don't have, it's a league of middleweights now, as we've talked about, don't have a lot of big money donor places, and the places there are, we already know about. Texas Tech can just open up an oil well and cover this. CU cannot, and it's going to get uncomfortable. I think the comment that was made to faculty and staff, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, or words to that effect, is a reality. And I think athletics is going to play a part of that, because they wanted to invest in this front porch. They didn't for a long time. You can't kind of half you know what it if you're going to have Deion Sanders as the face of this. But it's expensive. And I wonder at what point the rubber meets the road and who else is gone by the time those bills come due, which they're starting to, and we'll see.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, you know, to get to that 20, is it 20 million the threshold, or is it 25? Because I keep seeing LSU.
It's, no, it's 20. It's 20 point. You got your decimals.
Okay, it's not 25.
Cap is the max / cap is 20.5, and I believe that goes up 3% every year to account for inflation. So when I say now it's 20, so it's 21 million next year. So it's 22. I think it goes through 2030 for the settlement. This doesn't go. This will go away in 5 years, but I'm not sure that it will, because once you let the free market cat out of the bag, I don't think that the student athletes and the labor are going to want to give that back. So it's not insignificant. And where they do the numbers very simply is, you have a coach who went from, I think, was it 4.55 million to 10. and it will be creeping towards 11, I want to say, soon. So these are not insignificant investments. They're deserved investments on some level, certainly financially, but they're also, this is also real money. You can't just play around with this. And this is why venture, this is why the Big Ten wants venture capitalism involved, because they know where this is going, and you are now playing a different ball game. And I'm surprised, frankly, that the whole Big 12, as desperate slash innovative as Brett Yormark is, that they haven't sold everything for naming rights. Like, literally, I think we've talked about this. Literally talked about the league being sponsored. But I'm surprised this is not the All-State 12.
I thought they were doing that.
They all need this money. Like, this is not going away.
Yeah.
Like, this, you know, Michigan, USC could play the "we're too big for this game" all they want. Fine. Most schools, including CU and certainly CSU, cannot. Everything is for sale. Everything. And anything that can be nailed down or branded, is it's got to have some kind of sponsorship on it if they can find it, because the payroll thing is real, and the cost certainly at CSU too, with got a little nice bump for Jim Mora, is real. I mean, it's real everywhere, and I'm not sure it's going away.
Sean,
so I think it's a crazy time.
Are the Buffs, are they, whether they have it or not, are they asking for it? Are they getting it somewhere? Are they getting to that threshold, that 20.5?
Yeah, they're at the max. Rick said they're going to pay the max.
So is that
pay the max?
Yeah.
Who's gonna come? CSU doesn't have to pay the max because it's only the Power Four conferences. And they want to, because they want to compete with that one, but they won't get there because that's just too much.
Where are they? Is it donors strictly? Or are they having to pull this from different resources throughout the college?
Well, now they're having, as the USA Today story and others have noted, and we've written about this too, they have been pulling from the general fund pretty hard for about 2 years to try to make a balanced budget, because they have to, because you know, every January they have to turn in what are the public documents that anybody can see, and we've seen as well, is every mid, late, early January they do the fiscals from the previous year and turn that in, which is what they're working on right now, because we're a month away. Yeah, we're a month away from what they have to legally turn into the government. So they want that to be balanced. And basically what the leak is that they pretty much done the numbers already and said, well, we did better here, we didn't do better here, and our coach got a 100% pay raise, or whatever it was, 95%, and we now have a $20 million player payroll. Yikes. So,
oh my goodness.
You're going to have to dig even. So, yes, short answer, they are digging even deeper into the general's university fund, student fees, et cetera, to pay for athletics at CU. And this is true, again, in a lot of power four places now, and maybe CSU a little bit as well. CU is not self-sufficient. It is your goal to be self-sufficient. We are merely the entertainment arm of the university, therefore we'll be our own little fiefdom. Yeah, well, now you're going to get probably 20% of your budget paid for by the school as a whole and by undergrads as a whole who may not have ever been to a bus football game until Givendar.
Oh, Sean, these numbers make my head spin. They make it spin.
It should, but it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's not going away. This is the new world. Get on board.
Yeah. Great work from you, man, on all this. Keeping up with everything. Big stuff happening in the state of Colorado. Not always positive, but big stuff, man. It's fun. Sean,
enjoy the snow, my friend.
I will.
Thank you for having me.
Well, shoveling is not as fun now that I have a larger backyard.
But I saw you Monday. You're in good shape. Your beard's gone, but that's okay.
I think I'm going to grow back out, man. My face was really cold today, so I need what you had today. Your beard would have kept me warm. That sounded weird, but it's true.
Brady, no one wants what I have.
I do. It's a good beard.
Yep. Oh, it's not good. It's mostly fat. It's fat with a little hair. You shave it off. With that, I bid you adieu.
Sean, farewell, appreciate it, man. You be careful out there, bro. We'll talk to you soon. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. And that's the thing. Like, Go Pokes is saying, like, hey, that's how Ohio State pays like $50 million plus for a football roster. They just do $5 million in revenue sharing, $45 million NIL. It's a joke. I don't. What are you gonna do? Like, I'm getting tired. I love talking about this stuff, but I'm almost getting tired of talking about it. It's almost getting too much. 41 minutes after the hour, so we won't talk about it. Let's talk about the Broncos, Mike. Freaking Broncos. Got the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders were very close to tying the game against the Broncos late last time they played. Are we going to see that again? Are the Broncos going to take care of their freaking business, go knock the Raiders on their ass, and put themselves in that prime spot to take the number one seed away from Vrabel and Drake May's Patriots? Let's talk about it next. It's the whole show. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.